This morning I want to propose to you that we have been given what we need to live a life not full of worry and stress, and that we don't have to be bound by worry and anxiousness. You see, it's so easy to fall into worry, fear, all those things over different situations. Anybody in this place ever felt anxious or nervous or worried or scared of anything? Anybody? We got three or four people. Anybody? Come on, now we're in church. We can raise our hands. It's okay. Yeah. You know, it's not a nice feeling when you get scared about something. I've had a few times when, you know, it's sometimes it's funny to scare somebody else. But I've had a few scares myself about some different things. And, you know, not so funny on my part. I'm sure other people found it hilarious. But I'm talking about the type of scare that when you're anxious, you're nervous, you're worried, you're fretful, all those things. You know, that's not from God. You see, we are not to be stressed out. We're not supposed to be, you know, so in fear, because those things can actually create sickness in your body. And when you're stressed out and when you're worried, well, things is not operating properly. Things are, you know, you're closing things off and you're hindered. It's like there's a wall up and you just can't get through that wall. Anybody know what I'm talking about in here? You know, it's a really bad feeling that when you feel so stressed out and so worried about something, and it's like, well, what am I going to do? Yeah. You know, it feels like you're almost drowning in a sense. It's like you can't keep your head above the water. It's just like you're, you know, you know, it's a horrible feeling. But praise God, we don't have to be there. We don't have to stay there. You see, worry and stress, like I said earlier, is not from God. And it was not for us to have that. You see, we were created to have an awesome life. Now, the reality is we live on an earth with a curse, and so there's going to be situations to where, yeah, there's going to be some negativity. There are going to be stuff. We live on an earth where, you know, there's a lot of bad stuff. But see, how we handle these situations is up to us. Your response, your reaction to what takes place is up to you. And the cool thing is that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. You see, those negative things is not from God. See, God has blessed us, Scripture tells us, with every spiritual blessing. And you go through the Scriptures, and, you know, I've done a fair bit of studying, and I haven't seen nothing in there yet that says that God is there to make us feel bad. That God is there to, you know, tear us down. That we're supposed to be, you know, oppressed and depressed. I haven't seen nothing in there that's God's will for my life, for your life, for anyone else's life. So why do we choose to do this? Well, turn in we're going to look at our text this morning in Acts chapter 12. And this is a very cool story here in Acts chapter 12. Start in verse 5. Here we go. Now I want to show you something. Because I found this pretty interesting. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but a constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And when Herod was about to bring him out that night, Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison. And he struck Peter on the side and rose him up, saying, "Arise quickly." And the chains fell off his hands. Then the angel said to him, "Gird yourself and tie on your sandals." And so he did. And he said to him, "Put on your garment and follow me." So he went out and followed him and did not know what was done, but the angel was real. But though he was seeing a vision, when they were past the first and second guards' posts, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them on its own accord. And they went out and went down one street, and immediately the angel departed from him. And when Peter had come to himself, he said, "Now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jewish people." So when he had considered this, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered there praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a girl named Rhonda. This silly old girl. Okay? I can call her Rhonda. Came to answer. When she realized Peter's voice, because of her gladness, she did not open the gate, but ran and announced that Peter stood before the gate. But they said to her, "You are beside yourself." Yet she kept insisting that it was so, and they said, "It is his angel." Now Peter continued knocking. So I find this kind of very hilarious, because this great and mighty thing just happened to Peter. And then as he's going through all these things, he shows up at the door of his friend's house, knocks on the door, and this girl shows up and slams the door in his face. And she runs back, and she forgets to let the guy in. I'm like, my goodness. And you know what Peter's doing? Still knocking at the door. Okay? That's funny. But now verse 16. Now Peter continued knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But motioning to them with his hand to keep silent, he declared to them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison, and he said, "Go and tell things to James and to all the brethren." And he departed and went to another place. Now I want to show you something here. You see, when Peter was in jail, that next morning he was to be executed. And you know what he was doing? He was snoozing. He had two big burly guards on either side of him. And he was not too concerned about it. He had chains on him. There was guards in the gates and guards outside, guards all around. He's going to be killed in the morning. And he was not stressing. He was not fretting. He was not anxious or nothing. He was snoozing, praise God. Now, that got me thinking for a minute. Now, in my own situation, if I was to be in that situation, and I was about to be killed, how would I feel? I would probably be scared. Anybody else would feel that way? Yeah? Anybody else? Anybody else feel a little nervous? Yeah, for sure. I would definitely feel nervous. But you see, Peter was on to something here. You see, he had that peace. Now, also Scripture said that there was much prayers going up for him. The church was praying in earnest for our dear old Peter. Now, you see, a lot of things are happening here. Fear is not from the Lord. And those who have a foundation in the things of God, we don't have to be worrying. No matter what the situation might look like, even though in reality it might look like it's an absolute. So here is poor old Peter. He's in jail, and he's given a death sentence. So to those around him, that's an absolute. You're going to be killed in the morning, brother. Okay. But you see, Peter, he was fine with it either way, I guess, in a sense. Because you think about that. Because as a Christian, when we leave this planet, we're going to heaven. But if we stay on this planet, we're going to do some awesome things for God. Are you listening to me? Scripture says, death, where is your sting? You see, for a child of God, you know, we don't have to be worrying and stressing and thinking about tomorrow. We don't have to be worrying and stressing about what's going to happen next, because we have the power of God, the peace of God on the inside of us. Come on now. Just like Peter in that situation, in that absolute situation right there, we don't have the stress. We don't have to be upset. We don't have to be up all night biting our nails or our toenails or whatever you bite, you know, worrying, you know. How am I going to get out of here? Oh, my Lord, what's going to happen? You know, I don't want to die. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. He had the peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen? Amen. To me, that's pretty exciting, knowing these things. Hallelujah. It's so easy to fall into that trap of being stressed out and being upset and being worried about things, but we don't have to be there. Every time we turn on the news or you turn on Facebook or something of the sort, you see some negativity of some sort. Make no wonder people are stressing out. Make no wonder people are worried, you know? But here's the thing, is that we got to stop looking at the negative and start looking at the positive. You see, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is still on the throne. You know, it doesn't matter that the world might be going crazy, but the King of Kings is still, he's solid. Okay, he's looking after us. He's making sure that we're well taken care of. Are you listening to me? You know, a lot of people stress out about family issues. They got health issues. They got financial problems. You know, the list goes on. School things. You know, it doesn't matter what it is. There's all types of situations that can cause anxiety. Even ministers that are in the ministry have anxiety issues. What? Yeah. You know what? I'm speaking from firsthand experience. I know the inside. Okay? I know what it is to be worried about stuff, even though I shouldn't be. I'm going to be real with y'all this morning. Is that okay? I know what it is, you know, to stay awake at night and be stressing out about stuff. Pastor Roma, he can tell you about times when he stayed awake, when he's woke up having panic attacks. You know? But praise God, we don't longer have to be a slave to that. You see, even though the devil might try and do these things, might try and bring things back to us or you know, try and mess with us a little bit, you know what? We don't have to listen to that. We don't have to allow that garbage back in. Okay? Peter was going to die, but he was set free because God made a way. You see, your situation might look pretty bleak, but if he sent an angel to walk Peter out of that prison, shake off those chains... Come on, Jesus is still the chain breaker. Amen. Amen. There's a lot in this story here this morning. You see, Jesus still is on the throne. And so what he did for Peter, he'll do for you. And the cool thing is he's already done it. It's already been done. See, Scripture tells us that 2,000 years ago, when Jesus died on the cross, he died for our sin, our sickness, our disease, all those negative things that's not of God. Those things that don't belong to us. We've been set free, delivered. Amen. We're no longer a slave to sin. No longer a slave to fear. We don't have to have those things alive in our hearts anymore. Because we got God on the inside of us. We don't have to be stressing out tomorrow. Amen. If you're a child of God, you're taken care of. But a lot of times we got a hard time processing this. But my bank account is still... laughing at me. You know? I don't have much food in the fridge. Oh, the old car is breaking down. Well, praise God anyhow. Right. Amen? You guys still got something to praise God about. Amen? You're going to have those situations in your life and they're not going to be the greatest? Well, that's okay. Because you keep believing God. You keep trusting God. Right. Amen? We all face ups and downs. Well, like I said earlier, the way you handle the situation determines your outcome. The way that you look at it. Some people, it seems like they just always get the bitter end of the stick. You know what I'm talking about? And you might feel like you're the one who always gets the bitter end of the stick. But don't you forget that they nailed Jesus to a cross. Don't you forget that Jesus died for your sin, your sickness. You know what? He became sin. God actually turned his back on him because he couldn't even look at his own son's face. So next time you think, oh, woe is me, think about what Jesus did for you. Because you've got something to shout about in this place this morning. See, we can be excited this morning about this. See, the Word of God talks a fair bit about this worry and this stress and this stuff. And talks about how, you know, we're supposed to put it away. How we're not supposed to deal, you know, us ourselves deal with it. Cast all your cares upon the Lord. Amen. And so it talks a lot about this. And you know, as I was studying and going through these different scriptures, man, I was blown away by actually the amount of scriptures that are in there talking about how we're supposed to have a stress-free, worry-free life, on how, you know, God is our fortress, our salvation, on how he protects us, how he guards us, you know, all these things. And it's exciting knowing that God is for me. God don't want to see me and you down. God don't want to see us broke, disgusted, stressed out. He doesn't want that. We're supposed to live life triumphant. If you're scared, afraid, frightened, depressed, all those things, are you able to walk in the life that God has set before you? You can't do it. You can't walk successfully in that life that God has for you. It's just not possible. Because you're hindering, there's hurdles in your way, and you're hindering and you're blocking. Yeah. Anybody have like a clogged pipe in their house at some point? You know? You're very happy when it's running, and you turn on your tap and the drain is going down, the water's disappearing, or if the toilet is free, But if for whatever reason something gets clogged and it starts backing up, you know you got some serious issues, right? Well, the same thing happens that when we allow things to get in our spiritual pipe and get it clogged up, and it's hindering the blessings that's going in our communication with God. And, you know, God wants to bless us with things. God's got stuff for us. You know what? We deserve it. We're the child of God. We're co-heirs with Christ. And we belong, we owe these things. But yet we're like shoving like bath towels down there, kind of clog it up on times. So we're allowing things in our lives that's garbage. And when we're putting that stuff in, we're cutting ourselves up from the goodness of God. You know, the more you clog in there, the more you stuff in there, man, that's horrible. Why would you do that? You know, sometimes you got children, and children tend to stuff stuff in toilets sometimes. Amen? Anybody have a kid that dumps something down the toilet? Yeah? 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 I don't know. Sometimes my kids feel like they got to put a full roll of toilet paper down there. I don't know. I don't know. But, praise God, we have access to the Father. We have been given the ability to have an awesome life. But the key is with us. Now, look at Philippians 4:7. Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Now, it doesn't say that we're supposed to be stressed out there. It doesn't say the stress of God, or God's going to stress you out. You know, the anxiety of the Father. You know, no, there's none of that there. It says the peace of God. All right, now let me ask you a question here. Okay, if we have the peace of God, does that mean we're supposed to be in fear? If we have the peace of God, are we supposed to be anxious and nervous and scared? No. We got a few people that's not sure. Hello? No? Okay. Which surpasses all understanding. Now, the peace of God. To be honest with you, I don't know how the peace of God works, but I know why it works. It works by faith. You know, God's full of mysteries, and you know, when we get to heaven, and we'll be able to figure things out and learn a few new things. But I don't know why it works, but I know how it works, and it works by faith. We have to have faith that we have the peace. You know, you got to do something. Faith without actions is dead. So, okay, now we're moving here. That means that we're supposed to be doing something. Faith without actions is dead. So, if we got to have faith to have peace, that means that we need to be doing something. So, instead of sitting there worrying and fretting, well, then we need to make sure that we are connected up with the Father and that things are going to start happening. And we got that pipe opened up. Are you listening? Amen. Man, it's good to know that we have this. So now, how do we combat fear? How do we deal with this fear issue? Well, first of all, we need to fully trust in God. Proverbs 3:5-6 in the New King James Version says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path." You know what? We spend a lot of times ourselves in our own brains trying to figure life out. Trying to figure out situations on how we should do it. Instead of going with the guy who actually knows what the outcome already is and already designed the plan for us, Father God, what do you want me to do with this? How are we going to handle this, Lord? Not only, how am I going to handle this? What am I going to do here? You know, why am I, have enough money, your workers told me, you know? It's easy to fall in that. Oh, I don't have enough money to pay bills. Well, Father God, I thank you that you supply all my needs. You see, for everything negative, there's a reaction to a positive. We got the word that can combat this negativity. All right. We trust in our Heavenly Father, and like any good father, he cares for us, and he provides for us. And when we've come to the realization that God is for us, and that he wants the very best for us, being in fear and worry is not a part of the best now, is it? God has awesome things for me and you. When you are in fear and full of anxiety, it's like you are paralyzed in a sense because you can't fully operate the way you're supposed to be operating in the things of God. There's many people have mighty calls of God on their lives, but they cannot fulfill the perfect will of God for their life because they can't operate because they're full of fear and anxiety. And this is where you have to fully rely on God. Some of y'all in this place has been dealing with stuff in your lives for quite a while that you need to get rid of this garbage because you're kind of wondering why you've hit a plateau in your spiritual life. Well, it's because maybe it's fear. Maybe you're worried. Maybe you're stressing out about stuff that you shouldn't be stressing out about. We don't have to worry about tomorrow. We don't have to worry about next week. We just worry about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, man, and that He loves us, and that He's making a way for us, and that He's providing for us, and He's blessing us, and He's taking care of us, and He's our shelter, He's our provider, He's our healer. Man, He is the great I Am. Oh, boy, I'm getting excited all up in here. Anybody else? Because when you think about the things of God, man, all of a sudden you're not worrying about stuff anymore. When you think about that God is so big, so strong, and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. The little song we used to sing in Sunday school. Amen. And even as a little kid, I remember that song. My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do for you. And this is a little song we used to sing. But you know what? You think about it. That's very powerful. Because God is for us. Woo! Anybody awake yet this morning? Is the caffeine hitting yet? Now, I know in my own personal life, I don't want to live a life without God. I know people who don't have God as number one in their lives. And you look at them, you see the stuff they're going through, and I'm like, man, I would not want to be going through this without Jesus. Because when you're going through battles, when you're going through sickness and disease, when you're going through situations, man, and you see these people, and they're stressing out, and they're worried. You know, you can kind of talk to them a little bit. Some people, their hearts are just not ready yet for whatever reason. But, you know, you just see the struggles that they're going through. And I'm like, thank you, my God, that I have you on my side. Because I have peace of God on the inside of me, man. When I was a kid, I used to stress out about stuff. I had, stomach ulcers and all those things. I used to stress out in school. I know you'd never think it, but yeah. Man, when I was a kid, I was a nervous wreck. I was that nervous kid. You know, I was concerned about what people thought of me or, you know, what just different stuff was silly, you know. But I'd actually get physically sick because I'd be worried. And I haven't really talked too much about this because it's one of those things you're not too fond to talk about. It wasn't until later on, actually, when I got into Bible school and I realized that, you know, I don't need to be stressing and I don't need to be worrying. And it's still, I'm being real with you this morning. And there's still times in my life when fear and anxiety still tends to pop up. But you see, now I'm better equipped to handle it because I know what God has done for me. Amen? Now, back when I was a kid and I was going through all these things, I didn't fully understand. You know, like, okay, I trust in God. Okay, well, okay, God, whatever, you know. I didn't fully understand. I wasn't developed. I wasn't growing. And, you know, to be honest with you, I never had this teaching. I didn't know, you know, this whole faith thing, the way that it worked. And, you know, I didn't understand that you speak to your mountains and it'll be tossed into the sea. And, you know, I didn't know all this stuff. And there's a lot of people that's in the same boat. But praise God, as I learned, as I grow, and as I developed, and as I continue to grow and continue to develop, I get to learn more and more things about this. And it's becoming more alive to me, knowing that I don't have to do life on my own. Knowing that I don't have to go through life as a second-rate whatever, but I can go through as a son of God. That I can go through as blessed. I don't have to be stressed. Amen? I don't have to be worried about stuff. You know, it's... when you're going, like, this is a big building. There's lots of situations, you know, things that's going on here, you know. The construction job, and I help oversee the job. And there's times when it could have got stressful, and it did get stressful, not going to lie. When you're up there working, and all of a sudden the guys say, well, your roof needs to be replaced. What? What do you mean the roof needs to be replaced? Well, it's pretty well waterlogged. You mean like a little bit of waterlogged or like somewhat water? No, it's like a lake on there. Okay, what type of lake are we talking about? Like a puddle lake? Or, you know, you're just trying to justify this. Like, okay, how bad is this really? Are you just saying this? Like, no, get up here, look. And like, when you go to pick up a piece of styrofoam that should weigh like nothing, and you pick it up and it takes two guys to lift it up. Yeah, we got water issues. But praise God, you know. It's funny when you pick up, hey, pastor, are you sitting down? I need to talk to you about something. And usually when I say that, pastor knows exactly what's coming. Steve is going to cost us more money. And so I remember when I made this phone call with pastor. Pastor, I said, good news is this work is coming along great. Bad news is we need to replace the roof. And there was a silence on the phone. And we sat down and we chatted a little bit. And then myself and a couple other guys, we sat in a circle and started chatting about different ways we could do it. And we had ourselves convinced that we were going to do it ourselves. We were going to fix it all. But praise God. You know, God made a way for us. Because even though we were convinced that we were going to do it ourselves, deep down inside I was screaming, no, Lord, I don't want to do a roof. I don't want to touch that. And anybody in here ever do roof work? You ever do shingles or that type of stuff? It's no fun. It's no fun. And so I'm like, no, Lord. But praise God, we had a business step up to the plate. And they gave us a deal, man. We couldn't do it ourselves for what the price they gave us. You know? And that's exciting, knowing that God made a way for us. Yeah. So here we are, when we're stressing and worrying about stuff, we don't have to be stressing and worrying because God is the way maker. And this happened this year. Quite recently. You know? We had guys quote us, oh, it's going to cost $115,000, $130,000, this grand, man, kept the prices. I was like, oh, my Lord. You know? But then when this company says, no, we can do it for this amount, and it was like half of what everyone else had quoted. I mean, and we can do it next week. You're hired. You got it. When we found out, man, we were shouting and hollering in the office, and man, we were doing a victory dance and everything. We were excited because God made a way for us that we could do it. Hallelujah. So we need a fully trusting God. We need to know God. We need to know that God is for us. We need to know that God is the way maker, that God has a plan for me and you. Amen? Are you getting anything out of this morning? Good. Another thing that's very important, and you see it took place back in our text when we were talking with Peter, is that the church were praying. You see, we need to talk to the Father. A way to combat fear, a way to combat anxiety is we got to talk to the Father because we got to have that strong relationship with Him. Now, how do you build a relationship? Through communication. Okay? How did I get to know my wife? Well, we chatted. We talked. You know, we got to know. We hung out. We had that relationship. We had communication. We talked. You know? And I'm sure that's how most of the relationships in here worked. You know? It was some sort of communication, right? When you married Pastor Dave, I'm sure when you guys started dating, you actually communicated. It wasn't just like, I choose you. Come on, let's go get married. It wasn't one of those things. You know? Yeah, Pastor Dave goes, almost, oh boy. You know, but it wasn't one of those things. You actually had to have communication. You had to get to know each other a little bit. You know, you somewhat like him. We're still trying to figure out how that works, but you know, it's one of those mysteries that Paul talks about, I think. But, you know, we praise, oh, we love you, Pastor Dave. Hallelujah. All right, so, but you see, you got to have communication in any relationship to get to know somebody, right? You know, Gene and Jerry, same thing. You guys, I'm sure you had to communicate. You had to talk, and you're still talking and still communicating. I'm sure Jerry does most of the talking, though, right, Gene? Yeah, that's right. But still, you know, there has to be some communication. And I'm sure there's times in your life when you tell them, shut up, right? Yeah. But see, you got to have communication. Jen, Robbie, same thing. You guys got to chat. No, you don't talk? We all know the difference of that. And Kendra would tell you the same thing. Steve does not shut up. Okay? No, we have to communicate. And this is how we get to know who the Father is. We have to pray. We have to talk. And I just don't mean these little, oh, you know, in my little bit I lie, Heavenly Father, hear my cry. Lord, protect me through the night. Bring me safe till morning's light. Amen. You know? You know, or these, you know, you say grace once in a while before a meal, you know? Rub-a-dub-dub, thanks for the grub, or something like that. You know, you don't go saying those things. Come on now, that's not prayer. You know, that's nursery rhymes, for heaven's sakes. But I'm talking about, you don't have to be praying, I mean, great big, you know, snot and tear at the altar, got your knees worried type of prayers 24 hours a day. But I mean communication. Okay? Can you imagine if Jerry wanted to talk to Jean and he had to get down on his knees and he had to snot and bawl and cry at every time he wanted to talk to her about something? I'm sure she'd be ready just to kick him over. Like, what's wrong with you? You know? You got to think about that. God always don't want us down on our hands and knees, bawling and snotting and crying. But we can just have a conversation like we're talking here today. And there's, you know, there's different types of prayers. And if you come to prayer school on Tuesday nights, well, you'll get to learn these different types of prayers and how to pray. Amen. Prayer meeting is fantastic here at the church. We have a great time here. Amen. How many of you prayer people come out? We'll see. Those of you. Tuesday nights are fantastic. Yeah. And you see, and we learn how to talk to God. Yeah. And we talk to God, don't we, Miss Grace? Yeah. Amen. And God answers. Hallelujah. Amen. We see things happen. We believe things happen. Hallelujah. But you see, this is a vital part of talking to the Father. Philippians 4:6. Look, just turn over there in the ESV. You got that version back there, guys? ESV. That's the English Standard Version, maybe? You got that one? No? Why not? I'm joking. Let's just stretch our hands towards the back and just pray for him right now. Lord, just be with him. Okay, thank you. All right. Well, Philippians 4:6 in the ESV. Anybody else got that? Or is it just me? It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Don't worry. Talk to God. That's a good Facebook status right there. Don't worry. Talk to God. You know? And God's like, I got this. I got this. And it's like, mic drop. Done. Done. Okay? Don't worry. Don't be full of anxiety, but talk to God. A lot of times we tend to bottle things up and keep things, you know? And it's like, huh? And then all of a sudden you're having a heart attack. Whoa, what are you talking about? You know, you're having an anxiety attack. You're having crazy health issues or something of the sort. You're in fear about something. It has, you know, actual effects on your body. But if you let go and let God, come on now, you let go of these things that don't need to be in there. Well, it says, do not be anxious about anything. We don't worry about anything. Guys, are you getting that? Do not be anxious about anything. We're not supposed to worry about anything, Scripture says. You're still not getting this. We're not supposed to be worried about anything. No, almost there though. Do not be anxious about anything. We don't worry. We're not supposed to. Why? Because we have the peace of God. And we have the Father who we can talk to. We have to communicate. We have that relationship with Him, guys. This is the way this works. God is for us. Who can be against us? We don't have to be a slave to fear anymore. We don't have to be stressing out about stuff. We can get through it. We can do it. Amen? Yeah, life is full of mountains and valleys, mountains and valleys, mountains and valleys. Yeah, it is. Okay, fine. But you know what? That's fine, because we don't have to worry. We don't have to stress about it. Okay, we're just going on a roller coaster ride, and the roller coasters are fun. All right? So in this crazy ride of life, let's just enjoy it. Let's not worry about it, but let's enjoy it. Oh, okay, well, we got this situation going on, but by His stripes, I am healed. Amen? Oh, we got this situation going on. I got no money. Oh, my God shall supply all my needs. You know? And then you start realizing, you start lifting up your hands like you get on a roller coaster. Anybody been on a roller coaster? You're going up and down, you got your hands up in the air, and you know? Well, we got to get on that roller coaster of life with Jesus. You know, amen? And you know, we got the Holy Spirit sitting on our lap, and you got to get crazy a little bit. You got to quit worrying about what people think of you. Because if you're worrying about what people think of you, well, you're still worrying. Do you remember the story when the Ark of the Covenant was coming back and David got out and started dancing? I mean, David danced so hard that he started taking his clothes off. I mean, he was so excited that it was coming home.
The presence of God was back in her town. You know? And David just started dancing. And I mean, and he was dancing hard. I mean, like, he's been raving for the last 48 hours, just full on, rah, you know? I mean, the guy, if there was glow sticks, he was swinging glow sticks. I'm telling you, man, like, he was going crazy, all right? Y'all know, some of you know what I'm talking about. Some more of you. Think if you're in the 70s era. Yeah, you know, like Woodstock. Okay, so this is, I'm talking crazy dancing and crazy excitement. And his wife actually looked at him and said, Dave, what are you doing? And he looked at his wife and said, I will become even more undignified than this. Because he wasn't too concerned about who was around him, because he was glorifying and praising the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He knew who God was. He knew what God was capable of. And that God's presence was back in his midst. Come on now. You see, now we got one step better, because we got God that lives on the inside of us. So we should always be dancing. We should have a little extra pep in our step, because we don't have to be worrying about what people think of us. We don't have to be stressed out about money, because we got God on the inside. Woo-wee! Man. Another thing we don't have to worry about, or another way to combat, I should say, so we talk to the Father. First of all, what was the first one I said? I'm so excited here now. Yes, we need to know God. We need to trust in the Lord. Two, we need to talk to the Father. We need to have that relationship with Him. Number three is we don't have to carry the burden. 1 Peter 5:7 in the New King James Version says, cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. We do not have to carry that load anymore. We are not stress or worry pack mules. Amen? It's like when you're traveling on an airplane. You know, usually when I travel, we've got the full family with us, and it's like you got bags upon bags. Upon bags. Like, our luggage has luggage. Like, that's what I'm talking about, okay? A while ago, I'd done a business trip. I flew to Toronto, and I had to do a business trip. And I took one little bag with me. And I mean, that scripture came alive to me. Because I didn't have to carry all those burdens. One little bag, you know? It was just a couple nights, and I was just so wonderful. I didn't have to have all this, you know, extra stuff for kids and whatever. It was just, freedom reigns in this place, you know? And it's like, you want to check your bag? Sure, I didn't even have to put it in the carry-on. Sure, just take it. This is a little tiny thing, you know? It was so awesome. And so when you cast your cares upon the Lord, it's like traveling luggage-free. It's just such a good feeling. I love that. Anybody else experience that feeling? Brother Robbie, I know you travel a good bit. Isn't that a good feeling? Amen? That when you don't have to take all that luggage? But isn't it awesome that we can cast our cares upon the Lord? All of our stresses, all of our anxieties, all those things. We don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about those things. You just let it go. Let it go. And this all took place over 2,000 years ago when Jesus died on that cross for me and you. When He took our sin, our sickness, our worry, and our shame. That we did not have to carry that anymore. We gave it to God. We give it to God. We cast all of our cares upon Him. It doesn't belong to us anymore. It's not ours. So why are you carrying something around that's not yours? And don't say you're trying to be a nice guy, helping somebody out. No, you're not. You're hurting yourself. You don't have to carry that heavy burden. You don't have to carry that heavy load anymore. You can cast that. Get rid of it. Number four, you got to guard yourself. Now, this is a very important one here. Because a lot of times, when we find ourselves in stress and worry and all those things, we've opened ourselves up to something. And we got to be careful in what we're opening ourselves up to. Are you listening to me? There's a lot of Christians that get involved in things that they have no business getting involved in. There's a lot of people doing things that they have no business doing. And then you're wondering why your life is falling apart. But you see, we have to be careful on what people we hang out with, where we go, what we do, the words that we come out of our mouth. Scripture says, what we hide in our hearts will find on our tongues.
In layman's terms, you are what you eat. You know what you're putting in? Yeah, some of y'all are T-bone steaks. But you know, you got to be careful what you're putting in you, because that's eventually going to come out of you. And so if you're around things that are negative and down, what do you think is going to come out of you? If you keep setting yourselves up for negative things and bad things and anxiety issues and all those things, well, what are you going to manifest? What's going to be alive in your life? But you see, if you come to church, and I mean you actually come to church not just for the coffee, but you actually come to meet with God and actually learn and grow and develop. Are you listening to me? If you just don't come to church, because church is not necessarily a social club. Okay? There's other places around for that. You know, you got the Moose Hall and the Elks and, you know, the Lions Club and those, you know, those 55-plus club. They won't let me in there yet. But down here, they have a lot of fun in there. You know? Anybody else go to the 55-plus club? You got squash in there or something? And they, you know, whatever it is. I'd like to go check that out sometime. I'd dye my beard a little gray or something. But, you know, church is not a social club. Church is a place to where we come and get built up. Church is a place where we come and we show respect and reverence to the Father. It's where we come to meet with God. And Scripture says iron sharpens iron. Amen? So we're supposed to come here and get sharpened up. We're supposed to come here. And you know what? We can take an hour and a half, 2 hours, you know, on a Sunday to come and see what God's got to say to us. Are you listening to me? Because a lot of people, you find you wonder, why am I in this mess? Why am I in the state that I'm in? Are you coming to church and listening to what the preacher has to say? Because a lot of times you can handle your own situations if you come to church and you listen to what the speaker is saying. Amen. Oh, that went over like a ton of bricks. We deal with stuff all the time in our everyday lives that can be avoided if we have that relationship with God and we guard ourselves and we find ourselves in church. Yeah, that's just the way it goes. What are you reading? What books are you reading? What are you listening to? What places are you? Who are you hanging out with? Are you hanging out with negative Nancys all the time? And if you're Nancy, I'm sorry. Sorry you're negative. No, I'm joking. But if you're hanging out with, you know, those negative people all the time, well, what do you think that's doing to you? All week long, you sit back in a coffee shop somewhere and you talk about how the world is falling apart. Amen? You sit around the, you know, in the living room with some of your friends and you talk about how bad the government is. You know, or you're one of these Facebook freedom fighters. And every time someone puts something on Facebook, you're ready to squish them with your, you know, political correctness. Come on now, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, come on now. You see, there's some things in this life that are just superficial and that we don't need to be worrying and stressing out about. Because if we're actually in line with the things of God, everything else falls into place. And a lot of times we spend way too much time concerned about the wrong sort of things. You know what we need to be concerned about? Is that there's actually people in our community that needs Jesus. Amen? We don't need to be concerned about the price of hydro because God supplies all of our needs. Well, what are you talking about, Pastor Steve? I'm telling you, there's other things that we need to be more concerned about. We need to be concerned about the kingdom business. God's business. If we love God, well, we've been set apart. God's will, God's bill. Isn't that right, Brother Robbie? God's will, God's bill. And God's got a will for your life, so he's going to make a way for you to do it. Are you getting me? God has a specific plan and a specific purpose for you. In order for you to fulfill that plan and that purpose, well, then there's going to have to be certain things get lined up. And who do you think's going to do that for you? Who's the way maker? That's right. That is right. Now, turning your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Man, oh man, oh man. God is so good. 1 Thessalonians 5:21 to 24 in the New Living Translation. But test everything that is said. Hold on to what is good and stay away from every kind of evil. Now may the God of peace make you holy in every way. And may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. God will make this happen, for he who calls you is faithful. God has called you. He is faithful to his word. We are supposed to be doing something. We're supposed to stay away from all appearances of evil. We're supposed to stay away from negative things. Amen? If we choose to do the exact opposite, of course we're going to be full of stress and anxiety and fear, because we're allowing these evil things on the inside of us that does not need to be there. Amen? So we need to change the way that we think, because we are new creatures in Christ. Amen? We have been set apart. We have been called by the Most High to go do something. Scripture says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Each and every one of us that's in here that loves Jesus Christ, we've already been given one mandate, one job to do already. And that's to go and preach the gospel. And that's to your neighborhood, your neighbors, your friends, your family, those people that you are in contact with every day. That's your job. Your job is not to be worrying and stressing, but it's to live a victorious, free life. A life that God has set apart for you. Fear, worry, and anxiety can come into our lives, and we're the ones who allow it in there. A lot of times we don't even realize that we're doing it. We have to be careful on what we're opening ourselves up to. And like I said, Scripture is very, very clear on saying we need to stay away from evil things. We need to be aware of what's going on in our lives. We had this conversation one time with some teenagers. And we were talking about this certain thing. You've heard of a Ouija board, right? Well, that's not a game. That's direct communication with the devil. That's demonic. And this one night, I was telling this story, and this is true, it happened quite recently. There was a bunch of young adults, not connected to this church, but I know who they are. And they ended up playing with a Ouija board. And they started asking it questions and all these things. And then, of course, they were, and it started answering them. But it got out of hand to the point to where things started moving. And then they started hearing things, and they just started all this. You know, they opened themselves up to some negative things that started coming into their house where they were. So they ended up calling Pastor Roma at midnight on FaceTime. And so here's Pastor Roma. And so then he had to talk these kids down. And they're like, well, how do we get rid of this? And he's like, well, do you have Jesus on the inside of you? No, what does that mean? Anyway, he led them all to salvation. And as far as I know, it all stopped. But you see, what happens is that when you're not careful and you allow these things that you think is harmless, you see, the world is polluting our young people, our kids, our minds, man, and thinking that all these things are okay for them to mess with. You know, social media is full of garbage that is just polluting our kids' minds. Parents, grandparents, aunties, and uncles, come on now. We need to be awake, and we need to be, you know, aware of what's going on. Because there's so many things that can come in to their lives and to watching on TV or on their iPads or whatever. Man, you got to be super careful what they're opening themselves up to and what you're opening your home up to. The movies they watch, the music they listen to. I had one kid message me the other day, all frantic. He said, this artist put out this song. They said, if y'all listen to it, I'm bound to go to hell. The devil's going to take my soul. And he goes, I listen to it. He says, what do I do? I said, now you know the difference of that, bro. I said, that's not the way it works. I said, if you got Jesus on the inside of you, I said, and you got that relationship with God, Satan can't touch you. But you see, this pollution, this garbage that's happening. See, we got to guard ourselves. Because make no wonder the rates of anxiety and depression and suicide is so high in our kids. And in, you know, this generation, it's ridiculous.
because we've opened ourselves up to garbage. It's time to slam that door, lock it, and throw away the key. It's time for us to take a stand for who we are. And what we stand for is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's time that we make Jesus supreme in our homes. Amen. And I mean, we really got to start checking on some stuff in our own hearts. What we're spending our own time doing. What the conversations we're having with our mouths. We have to check ourselves. Ooh, buddy. Like I said, the places we go, the people we talk to, the things that we do, all affects. Worry, stress, anxiety, fear is not from God. And it doesn't belong to any child of God. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind." We don't have to be bound by fear anymore. We are joint heirs with Jesus. Full of blessing, and we are the righteousness of God in Christ. We are born again, set free, and we are delivered. God lives in us, and His power is alive in us. Jesus overcame death on that cross 2,000 years ago so that we would not have to live in the muck, but we could reign as kings in life, that we can have more than enough, that we could be triumphant, that we could be winners, that we are not losers. We are the heads and not the tails. Come on now. That we don't have to be worried about tomorrow. That we don't have to be stressed about what's happening next. That we don't have to worry about things. But we are set free. We are free. We are who the Son sets free is what?
Free indeed.
Amen. Stand on your feet this morning.